Andrew Lever, I was on a 10.
It's on 15 right now.
But welcome back to Rock the Culture. This is a podcast where we bring perspective and conversation on all things Central Arkansas, all things Little Rock, all things the culture. I'm your host, Antoine Phillips. You can find me on all social media, A-N-T-W-A-N-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And before he chime in, you know, I've been doing this A-N-T-W-A-N for a while, and now my boy Usher making a return, and I feel like I kind of ushered in.
That was a bad joke.
You didn't see it?
Rad pun. Real bad pun.
You didn't see what I did yet? Like what I did?
I saw what you ushered in. You need to usher out.
Usher out? Oh, can you usher out? Usher in.
You put up that one finger, then they put the one finger, they usher you out. You can get ushered out.
You can get ushered out.
You sure can.
Okay.
It's your favorite, always repping, two takes, three terms, Chief is in the building. You can find me on Instagram, at RepBlake36.
And Blake, we got a good show today. We got a special guest, got a few things to talk about, but we don't do that without giving a shout out to our guy.
Keys to the City TV Films, super producer, Grammy Q-Note.
Grammy Q-Note holding us down, as always, with some special tracks today. Obviously, we're going to trap Jazz Day Life, though, Blake, first.
For sure.
Blake, what you looking at? Why you look so serious?
I was waiting you to get to where you was getting, because you was just talking.
No, I'm not. I'm doing what we do on the pod, but then I see you not paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
Q, we might have to get a new co-host, bro.
How you going to look at Q? That's my dude.
Man, he the producer. And he going to have to make the decision.
If anybody getting replaced is you.
What?
Yes. New host.
I'm not gonna dignify that with a response. We record a bunch of Rock the Culture, and I ain't missed an episode.
That's true. I missed one.
There you go.
I was campaigning.
That is true.
Now we have put a hold for you to go campaign.
That is true. That is absolutely true. But no, we got a good show today. We got a special guest, Keith Tucker, the creator and founder of the True Sauce brand that I'm sure you've seen all over social media and at your grocery stores. We're going to talk to him about his journey, how the True Sauce was created.
For sure.
And where you can find it. You may even hear a little story about, you know, how him and Blake used to...
Tiger Pride.
Real Tiger Pride.
Real Tiger Pride.
He even put some respect on... He may put some respect on your name, Blake.
He better.
But no, we're going to get into the news. Got two things to talk about, Blake, that we hadn't addressed, but it affect the culture and affect us in Arkansas. Want to talk about what's happening with the Brittany Griner situation. Want to talk about our governor with this special session coming up with all this extra money we got. And what the legislature deciding to do with it. But before we talk about that, Blake, I got notice of something. I don't even know if I shared this with you yet. And I want to get your take on this. There was a report came out, Blake, by Quote Wizard.
Okay.
And they said they analyzed car insurance quotes throughout the country to determine the cities with the best drivers. And they evaluate speeding tickets, citation, accidents, and DUIs.
Over what period?
Over the last year.
Okay.
And why are you laughing already,
go
Blake?
Go ahead.
And out of the 70 largest cities in America, Little Rock has the third best drivers in the country. Well, what you think about that, Blake? Little Rock, third best drivers.
I believe it. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking the scientist in me is thinking what would cause that.
You
data.
A scientist now?
Political scientist, yes.
Oh, okay.
So I am a scientist.
I'm like, what?
Man, this dude don't put no respect on your boy,
I wanted you to make sure that people knew what type of scientist you are.
Okay. But I'm looking to say what are the variables that would affect this data, right? And I'm looking because you just sent me the screenshot. And I see the rankings are from like 60s, 70s, and 40s. And the one that stands out is that the lowest number on here is DUI ranking in Little Rock, which is 47. So I don't know if that goes.
Yeah, so if you're 70, my understanding of the matrix, if you're 71, that means you had the lowest number out of the 71 cities. So it's kind of an inverse ranking. So if you got 71, that means you were the safest in that category.
Okay, I got it.
So Little Rock, third best drivers. You know, I drive all across the city. One and two, great point.
Louisville, Kentucky was one, and Hartford, Connecticut was two.
Oklahoma City, four. Tulsa, Oklahoma, five. That's five. You know, I drive all over the city, and I don't know. I'm shout out to my culture cohorts. I don't know. Maybe that's why we number three, because we don't really be driving in Little Rock, because I be having to go around people all the time.
It'd be a lot of empty streets. It'd be a lot of empty streets in Little Rock, too, because people do take 630. I like to take 12th Street, Asher, Cantrell, if I have to go to Cantrell.
You anti-630 for, like, strategic, like, trying to get there, or, like, for, like, historical?
Both.
Okay.
Historically, we know I try not to, unless I have to use 630 if I'm in a rush. I got to get on 630 and go. But personally, it's nobody else is ever on the other streets. So you can, there doesn't need to be an interstate in the middle of Little Rock. You can, there are four or five byways can get you from one.
From the east to west, from west to east.
In 12 minutes.
Yeah.
No matter where you're going, it's going to take you 12 minutes.
And I timed it today, just coincidentally. Once I get on 630 to get downtown, it takes 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
And again, not that many people on the road.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was an interesting tidbit about our city. And I remember when I was campaigning, people were asking me, why don't you have a sticker or your logo or some type of placard on your car? And I was like, I don't need y'all to know I'm in the car. Because the way I be making the moves.
Y'all don't need to know that sitting there at the whipping it.
Yeah, you don't need to know that's me.
So are you riding dirty?
I'm not riding dirty, but I ain't clean. Nah, let me talk about that.
I'm spiffy, y'all.
I'm just playing. But I just thought that was an interesting fact. So as y'all talk to people, like I know we always say, people in Little Rock can't drive.
Yeah.
According to this, we some of the best drivers.
In the nation.
In the nation. Just FYI.
Does that affect our quotes?
That does affect your insurance quotes. So our insurance rates will be lower because of
it's good to know.
The people around us as a city collectively are not prone to have accidents, speeding tickets, or DUIs.
Okay.
So that's good information for you. So you may, hey, shout out to Coach Cohorts. Go check, it may be time for you to do a little quote shopping.
Yeah, shop your car insurance.
Yeah, we usually don't do that, but give y'all a little financial tidbit from the culture. Blake, let's switch gears and talk about Brittany Griner, man.
It's crazy, man.
Crazy story. For those who don't know, I just want to give a little background and I get your perspective and conversation on it. Brittany Griner is a WNBA star, plays for the Phoenix Mercury. Not that this makes a difference, but this is part of who she is. She's a 6'8" female basketball player.
And she used to spend some time in Little Rock, man. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
She used to come to my church over at Second Baptist John Barrow. She dated a girl who went to my church, so she would come back from Baylor.
Really?
On breaks and be in, I used to see, it was amazing because you would really see her walking.
Now, like, you know, if you like, see Brittany Griner, yeah, you know it's her.
Like, oh, that's Brittany Griner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Brittany Griner.
So Brittany Griner played, as Blake mentioned, played basketball at Baylor, now in the WNBA. WNBA players, to supplement their salary, often play overseas during the WNBA offseason. Brittany Griner was doing that in Russia.
I think she's one of the highest paid women athletes in Russia.
That may be true. Because she for you don't know, you can look her up. She's a really good basketball player.
Yes, she is. However many years she's been in the league is however many years she's been an all-star.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she's over in Russia for her season, getting ready to return to America. At the airport in Russia, she was arrested and detained because she had hash oil. With I guess it's marijuana CBD based, and
was in her possession
in her bags traveling back from
allegedly Russia. In her bags.
Okay, allegedly,
and I'll touch on that in a minute.
Allegedly in her bag, and she was arrested back in a few months ago.
Was it December?
I think it was January.
January, yeah. right before the war kicked off. War that we don't talk about. No
right.
More.
That's
still going.
That is affecting your gas prices.
Yes.
That's affecting your inflation. That's affecting a lot of parts of our lives that we're not talking about anymore. Talking about the war between Russia and Ukraine.
The euro is it the same value as the U.S. dollar today? I don't know how long it's been, but I did see that. They are even today.
And that's And put the context on that, Blake.
That has affected the war has affected the value of currency in Europe.
The euro is usually more valuable
than the dollar.
Than the dollar. So she's arrested. She's detained. She's been there since. She hasn't returned. She finally had a trial. For y'all who don't know, the Russia legal system is not like the American legal system.
No, it's not.
She had a trial recently.
To an extent.
Yeah. She had a trial recently, and she pled guilty. Mm-hmm. But it's our understanding that that was strategy to allow for the United States to maybe negotiate with Russia.
If she wouldn't have pled guilty, then all negotiations about
swapping,
clemency, but prison swaps would have gone out the table. So
yep.
She had no other choice but to plead guilty.
So I'm gonna leave it there, Blake, and let you jump in, and then we're gonna kind of wrap it up, bring some perspective and culture. But what is your thoughts about this? Because I think this is
context,
a complicated,
right?
Yeah, it's a complicated situation.
And you have to think about context. You have to think about actors in this situation.
Yeah.
And one of the actors is the USSR, the Soviet Union, whatever you want to call them. That they haven't changed; just changed their name.
Yeah.
And the reason I said allegedly earlier is because Russia has been known to plant things on people to keep them detained in the country. And it's not, so we have to make sure that we understand they knew they were going to war. They knew they were getting ready to invade Ukraine.
Okay, Blake, I hear where you're going with this. I feel like you're preaching, and I see where you're going.
They also know who would be Ukraine allies, and they know every powerful, famous American in their country at any time. So we have to understand that when she was detained, they automatically started talking about a prisoner swap. So I wouldn't be surprised if...
Put some context on real quick. Prisoner swap is when governments...
There are Russian nationals who are in the U.S., who have committed crimes, or allegedly have committed crimes, I have to say that too, who have committed crimes that are being detained in U.S. prisons. So a prisoner swap is when a country says, hey, if you give me two queens and a jack, I'll give you three jacks and a queen. It's most of the time, it is, you have somebody we want, now we got somebody you want, can we just call it even?
We trading players.
We trade, yeah. So that's one. It is beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is a political prisoner who's detained in a foreign country for reasons of the government, for government interest, which means that if she wasn't Brittany Griner, I don't think she's detained, period. And they can talk about if it was LeBron James, yes, he would have been detained. Anybody of stature, of fame, of infamy would have been detained.
Because it gives Russia. The Russia leverage.
Leverage, absolutely.
And you talked about the prisoner swap, and this is where I think is very complicated. Because Russia is using this for leverage.
Yes.
And there have been reports that for their swap, they want a guy named Victor Bout.
And two first-round draft picks.
and cash considerations.
They got to take Russell Westbrook.
Right. you think we probably...
Y'all got to take Russell
Westbrook. They probably be like, we don't even want it. like, no deal. but it says, this dude, Victor Bout, is in America right now serving a 25-year sentence for supporting terrorism.
And he's been in jail for, what, 10 already or something? Since what?
He's been there for a while. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But his nickname is the Merchant of Death. So he's literally engaging in assassinations and terrorism. And that's who they want in exchange.
Yes.
And from a governmental standpoint, what do you do, Blake? I mean, how do you, if that's what they're negotiating,
well, let me say this too.
It is Brittany Griner.
True.
She is a famous American basketball player.
Yes.
I'm playing the other side right now.
Okay.
But why, what about, and I don't know how many, I hadn't heard anyone say this, but what if there are other Americans detained in Russia?
That's where I was going.
What are we doing to bring them home?
There are other Americans.
Exactly.
And apparently, and I was going to ask you, from what I hear, that there have been prisoner swaps made since Brittany has been detained. Military. There have been two military men who have had prisoner swaps.
We do prisoner swaps all the time.
All the time. So the question is not why is Brittany, but why hasn't Brittany been let go? Why hasn't Brittany been swapped for already?
Because Russia wants a bigger trade of someone who, I guess from our standpoint, would be it's, you use the basketball analogy. Okay, you got Kevin Durant, and what Russia want from the Lakers is, I want LeBron, AD, and 5 first-round draft picks. And we're like, nah, bro, nah, that is KD now. Don't get me wrong. But you don't get LeBron, AD, and 5 first rounds.
But it's not like, I guess the breakdown of analogy is, ain't like you got to play against them. You just swapping and going about for assets.
Right.
It's not like you have to see them when you swap. And like, he going to be back in America.
Well, if this guy's out, you just call him an assassin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a merchant of death. That's his nickname. We want to let him go?
I know.
We want to put him back on the streets?
I know where he's not coming back to. I know where he won't be doing no assassin no more. Assassinations at no more.
So you cool with assassinations other places?
I mean, are we keeping it 100? We talking about an American. We talking about swapping for American. He don't did his crimes here in America. He don't serve his time here in America. If that's what they want, then release all the prisoners. If they want him that bad, release all the American prisoners.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. And obviously, apparently the Biden administration is working with the WNBA and the NBA to try to figure some things out. Her pleading guilty was almost akin to what we see a lot, Blake, for people that we know, especially people who look like us.
Trying to get deals.
Yeah, you plead guilty, whether you did it or not, because you like...
Trying to get the best deal.
You're trying to get the best deal.
Because you don't know no better.
Right. And they say, hey, if you don't do this, if you don't plead guilty...
We're throwing a book at you.
Yeah, you may end up with 10 to 25. You plead guilty, we'll give you 1 year in probation. Even though you didn't even do it.
Didn't even do it.
So that's an interesting thing that she had to go through that. But now apparently negotiations can start as it relates to this prisoner swap.
What do you think about what LeBron said?
About whether she could consider America really supports her and care for her?
And wanting to come back here.
You know, LeBron has a platform. He doesn't, just like we have limited information.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can say that they don't want her, we hadn't did everything we can do to get back, when you don't have all the information.
That's true.
So that would be my only caveat. Now, is LeBron doing that just to spur, saying, hey, I don't know what y'all doing, but y'all need to do something else? Then I get that play, if that's what he's doing. But to just criticize without all the information is tough.
I hear you. And if it is the ploy, it wasn't real. It wasn't very thought out, because, I mean, she doesn't have to be the only one that if LeBron feels that it's something done bad to someone else, he can take action as well.
Yeah.
He can't say, I don't even know why she want to come back here while he's here making a couple $1 billion. You know, you can't just isolate yourself from a
right.
situation. Like,
right.
You don't have input and in influence as well.
No, absolutely. So we're going to keep track of it. Terrible situation. And I agree with you, Blake. I think there was a lot of strategy in play from the side of the Russian government to use Brittany as leverage. That's unfortunate for her that she in that situation. And we hope she have a speedy, safe return. Switching gears, Blake, want to talk about Arkansas State Legislative Special Session real quick.
Yeah.
And I did a little research on this. And I just want to kind of get you put on your legislative hat, old take. Our governor, Asa
Hutchinson. What's on the docket?
Our governor, Asa Hutchinson, announced that there's going to be a special session on August 8th, starting August 8th, because we got, let me make sure I say this clearly, $1.6
billion.
With a B.
Billion.
In surplus money.
Surplus money.
That means the state has $1.6 extra, you know how to say, what people say when they ask the bottom run, if you got a little.
You got a little extra.
You got a little extra.
You spare a little change.
You got a little extra. And you usually ain't really no extra money, right, in your personal life. But in the government life, we got $1.6 billion of extra money. And the governor decided to call a special session to figure out what to do with it. Blake, before I say what he going to do, I mean, if you're in a legislator right now, what are you support? I mean, what's on your agenda?
How I'm spending money.
How you spending $1.6 billion?
How I'm spending money? Yeah. If we had $1.6 billion, then we shouldn't be in the bottom 10 in childhood obesity.
But y'all should see him right now. He's swaying back and forth. Go off, Blake.
If we do have $1.6 billion in surplus, why are we have food deserts in the Delta?
DJ Califoy's, keep going.
Since we do have $1.6 billion in surplus, why haven't we given that money back to citizens?
Keep going.
Through an earned income tax credit. We always want to talk about tax cuts. This will be 8 for 8 if we get this tax cut. 8 years, 8 tax cuts, $1.6 billion in surplus, and we can't help regular folk.
Say it with your chest, Blake.
Why can't we give teachers raises if we got $1.6 billion?
So I will say a lot, speak to that, and I agree with all that. The governor said he proposed teacher raises. He was going to do a $10,000 raise from the minimum from $36,000 to $46,000. But he said that there's not an appetite for that in the legislature, so he's just going to let it go.
You don't know. I'm sorry, but you can't tell an appetite if you don't know what's on the menu. If you don't give people a chance to vote, how you gonna tell what my appetite is?
You don't know what I want to eat.
You don't know what I want. Unless you tell me to vote. That's what voting is. To show you what I want,
And
telling me that I ain't got no appetite for
it. And I think from a political leadership perspective, it's important for you to fight for the right thing, regardless if there isn't an appetite. So even if, and this is where my criticism comes, even if there is not an appetite for teacher salary, if you think that's the right thing to do, and you the executive,
you
push that.
You leap. You feel a frog and you leap. Yeah. That's what happens.
Right.
Since we got $1.6 billion, why don't we have universal pre-K? 529 plans for all fifth graders. I mean, you can go on and on of things that will improve the quality of life for our Kansans who have paid this taxes. Who pay these taxes? That's what the $1.6 billion comes from. Come from Arkansans. There's a lot of opportunity to spend that money to positively affect the lives of a million people in Arkansas.
Well, they are affecting lives, and I'm gonna tell you who they're affecting.
Tell me.
So what they decided to do, this hadn't been voted on, but this is a proposal. So I guess a couple years ago, the legislature decided to do a tax cut that was a gradual tax cut over the next 4 or 5 years to get it from, I think, from 5.3 down to 4.9 on
4.7 or something like that.
Yeah, for the highest tax bracket. And we're talking about people with a net income of more than $87,000. That's basically double the median income for a family of four in the state of Arkansas. So what this tax cut is going to propose to do with this $1.6 billion, Blake, so instead of doing that incremental change, we're just going to get right to it. And we're going to cut the top tax bracket from 5.3 to 4.9, from 5.3% to 4.9%, retroactive to January 1st, 2022. So that means that if this passes, people in that income bracket will start to receive that tax cut this year on their 2022 taxes. Here's another interesting thing, Blake, that I think is important to our culture cohorts to know. According to the finance department, this tax cut for people who make more than $87,000
a year,
they would get $408 million of this tax relief. Because, you know, it is an incremental tax cut, and it affects people more than just the $87,000 income earners. But they say this tax relief is going to be $449 million altogether. People making more than $87,000 are going to get $408 million of that $449 million tax increase.
So everybody under $87,000 is getting $30 million worth of relief.
$31 million worth of relief.
And that's probably 77% of taxpayers.
Yeah, shout out Central Higher Education.
So, again,
the biggest cut going to the smallest group of high-income earners.
And this is not the first time. This is probably the third tax cut that has affected people up above the $75,000. And I ain't got nothing wrong with tax cuts, especially when you got a $1.6 billion surplus. But, again, instead of talking about cutting, let's help folks. They already paid it.
Yeah.
They already paid it. Let's give folks a tax credit like the federal government do.
Or if the flip side of that, too, if you're going to do that, it can't just be the people who need it the least that need the relief. The least are the higher income earners. And there's other creative ways. Like, you mentioned a lot of good things, and I know a lot of times from a fiscal perspective, we don't want to fund ongoing expenses with one-time money. That's bad business. You don't.
But some of this stuff just needs seed money.
Right.
It needs one time so you can have the action to residual, right?
Yep.
So it can be self-sustaining. It needs the initial funding so you can activate whatever the product, whatever the issue, whatever the service is.
You know, you said that, I was thinking about that meme, Holy Spirit, activate.
Activate.
Activate. You gotta get
active, though.
Yeah, I hear that, and that's why I want to end. But there are other things you could do. What about, you talk about teacher raises.
Yeah.
What about teacher bonus? What about just saying, look.
One-time money, one-time bonuses.
Yeah, we're going to continue to give you incremental raises, but hey, teachers, well, here goes 10 stacks.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate the work you're doing. And
10 stack raise.
Bonus.
Bonus. Yeah, one time.
Right, and then we'll continue to do your incremental, raise like we do regularly, but there's.
And you know what's funny about that? If you give them a 10 stack bonus, they still gonna tax it, so that they ain't gonna get some of that money back anyway.
Right.
That's the.
And then you know what you're gonna do with that bonus money?
What's that?
You're gonna spend it.
So you're gonna tax that, so you can get some of that money back anyway.
It seemed like that would make a lot of sense, but you meant being active, so we always leave kind of with a call to action, whether we call it that or not, but. This is why, Blake, to your point about being active in the process, everything we do, the reason why we have the podcast, all these things affect us, right?
And if we're not informed,
if you're not calling your representative, emailing them, texting them, Facebooking them, and if you're not involved in the voting process, these things continue to happen. And the majority of people, there are a lot more people in Arkansas that make less than $87,000 and make more than $87,000.
Absolutely.
Do not get the reliefs that we think they should because we haven't been active, to your point. But there's $1.6 billion out there, bro, and they're about to go figure out how to, you know, give it back to people who are already doing good.
Yeah, they probably already figured it out. They ain't got to figure it out.
Just pressing buttons. How special sessions work? Is already kind of figured out.
Especially when you got 76 Republicans in the House. And about 40 in the Senate. Yeah, so.
It's already done deal.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of done deal, the pod of done deal, we're going to leave it there, Blake. Tell them where they can find us at.
You can find us on Instagram at Rock the Culture, on Facebook at Rock the Culture, and on Twitter at Rock the Culture.
And I guess we need to let them know.
Jazz your life.
There you go, Blake.
You ain't got to send me up, bro. You just start talking. Stop talking so much. And listen to the school sound. Billy Louis. You know. Trap Jazz.
Welcome back to Rock the Culture. After you just trap jazz your life, we got special guests in the building. My man Keith Tucker, and you know, a lot of times, Blake, y'all don't let me sing on the pod, but I gotta go on and let y'all know, you know, because all I ever wanted was some true sauce. Mr. True Sauce himself.
Yes, Lord.
In here rocking the culture with us. What's up, Keith, man?
Hey, it's a pleasure and a blessing to be here, man. I've been seeing you guys grinding for years
all over the
city, man. And it's just a blessing to be here, man. Thanks for having me on.
No, absolutely, man. You know, this is the podcast where we talk about the culture and people impacting the culture, man.
Yes,
and you can't get on social media. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't buy some wings without seeing True Sauce. So we had to get you here, man. We want to talk about the journey.
Yeah.
I know it seemed like it just happened overnight, but I kind of want to talk about the process.
Yeah.
But before we get there, yesterday you and I were talking a little bit, and you were talking about you and Blake go back.
Yeah.
And you told me, Blake, because you know Blake told us he grew up in the South End.
Yeah, he did.
But he played for the Highway 10 football team. So I'm trying to get some some clear. Can you clarify?
I don't remember Blake Highway 10, Blake. I don't remember. I remember Sunset Blake.
Oh, now, Sunset Blake.
I remember Sunset Blake. It's all good. I remember Sunset Blake, man. And like I told you yesterday, I say Blake could hit.
Yeah,
Blake was a hitter. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we had many battles. Yeah,
who winning that Oklahoma drill? I know y'all did the Oklahoma drill.
It depend on the day. Hey, I was a bad boy though. I'm gonna say that. Okay. I was a bad boy.
Okay,
I was a bad boy.
All right, so I appreciate that context. Because Blake, he talk about that a lot in the pod, and we ain't never been able to say.
Nah, Blake.
We ain't had
Blake
nobody
solid.
To give us no. Okay, I appreciate that.
Hey,
some real.
Some real people. Okay.
he not one of them guys you see and say, oh, this finna be easy. Yeah. It wasn't none of that.
All right, we'll put more respect on Blake's name going forward, man.
Please, that's my guy.
We'll do that. But man, we want to talk about the True Sauce and the brand, man. Yeah. So let's kind of just walk through and start from the beginning. We know where we at now, but how did True Sauce get started, man? Like, what, you was just home, just in the kitchen?
Yeah.
The chicken.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Hey, whip it. Come on, man. Man. I started out in the kitchen, man. And we went from there. I was like, man, I might have some. And
so did you try? Were you really just like, you a chemist at that point? You just trying stuff?
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying something. I knew what I was going for in my head.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't, I was trying to figure it out how to get there.
Yeah.
So I started out like a chemist, like you said, man. And I was just trying a little bit of this and a little bit of that, man. And,
in case people don't know, you black. So, you know, black people, we always got to use a little onion powder, garlic powder. Was that in there or did you ain't never start?
Man, it wasn't nothing but love in there, man.
Don't be asking this man about his ingredients.
You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to see if he was willing to share.
Look,
that's what the people want to know.
The bottle,
people want to know, bro.
But if you try it,
give the people what they want, man. That's what people want to know.
Yeah. So okay. I'm trying, man. Yeah. I'm whipping, and then I take it to work. And we had a wing day. So
when you started with the sauce, was it four wings?
Yeah, it was four wings, but it turned quickly to something else. I mean, when I first tried it, it was on wings.
Yeah.
And then it went to fish. And then it went to a little salmon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it went on some cabbage. You know,
okay.
And
now that's when it become all purpose.
It's all purpose, man. Yeah. And like I said, I came, I brung it to the job, and I played around with it, and I came with some magic, and I thought it still needs. So I was at that point early on. I was still trying to figure out, hey, it needed. I probably added towards the end. I came up with a solid base first, right? And then I started adding on to that base.
I mean, just like when you're cooking anything, it's like, man, I need a little more of this.
Correct.
Maybe that's too much of that.
Correct. Okay. So you know, once I had my base and my foundation, I started putting a little bit more of this and a little bit more of that. And then once I found that last ingredient, I was like, it's it. I'm not touching nothing else. I'm not doing anything. And the crazy thing about it, man, I was chilling over my house one day. And I had my friend, man, good friend, Daryl Marbley, man. He used to coach under my AAU organization. And I let him try it. And he said, oh, man. I said, take a little bit of this to the house, man. He called me back. He said, man, I don't know what you did with that sauce. I got a family reunion this weekend, and I need some.
Did you, was it one of those, and I want to talk about that, but I'm going to interrupt this part of the story. Yeah. Was there ever a point where you know how you can make something, then you try to make it again, and it ain't quite like it was the first time?
Yeah.
Did you have those moments, or did you figured it out? I'm like, hey,
I figured it out.
Is the formula.
I mean, I cooked. I was the head chef at UMS over the cancer unit, man, for over 15 years. So that's what cooking is in my blood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people just think, hey, man, he came out with a product. Now I can actually cook. Like, that's what I do. I cook.
Yeah.
So, once I had my base, it was down here from there, man.
Okay, so Marbley take it to the family reunion.
Man,
what happened?
Marbley take it to the family reunion. And the first thing I thought about is, what did I just do? Because I gave him a 32-ounce cup. I didn't know, with a lid on it. It was like a whole, look, I didn't have.
We put a little aluminum foil on top?
Yeah, a little foil on top of it.
No brand.
Yeah, no brand and no nothing. No nothing. You know what I'm saying? But after he bought it, I'm like, it's up. You know what I'm saying? It's up. He called me back. He said, man, the family went crazy. I got a few relatives. They want to take some more back home. You know what I'm saying? So right there, that sparked my interest.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I may have some.
Okay.
So from there.
And how long ago? When did this start? We didn't even talk about what year is this?
This, we in 2022 now?
Yeah.
This had to be
2019. Okay.
2019, summer 2019. And you know what I'm saying? Once after that, I'm like, hey, what I need to do? So I did a little research. I found me some bottles, right? So as the bottles was coming,
you go on Amazon to get order 20
Amazon,
bottles?
Amazon, man. I think it was a 30 pack for $14.99.
Yeah.
I went to Amazon. I got them bottles, man. And I called one of my friends, Joe Vincent. He's great with graphics.
Yeah,
great with logos,
right,
man.
Rock City Kitchen, all
Rock
that.
Rock City Kitchen, man.
Shout out to Joe.
Called Joe. I said, Joe, I need some, man. I wanted burgundy and yellow. You know what I'm saying?
Why you pick burgundy and yellow?
Because my sauce is kind of a burgundy color.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, the yellow is going to pop against it.
Okay.
You know, the yellow will go. It's gonna pop. Yeah, it's gonna pop.
He didn't say that though. He didn't say that. That's not what he said, Blake.
Yeah.
That's not what he said
now,
though.
Hell to the old goal now. But yeah, man, I got that label, man, and I never looked back since then, man. You know, I just started grinding. I figured out a price point. At that point, I was selling them for $10 a bottle.
This may go without saying, but at this point, this all you, right? There's no, this,
man,
this all Keith, right?
It's nothing, man.
Yeah.
It's just me. I'm going to buy my materials for it. I'm bottling it up. I'm making posts, meeting people anywhere. It starts. So a lot of people were just trying it just because of me.
Yeah.
You know, family members, hey, let me get one.
You're right.
I'll take one.
Well, I'll jump in there. So I didn't know, all this is news to me, right?
Yeah.
So I met you 2020 when I was campaigning. Oh, and we was over at the Black Food Truck Festival.
Correct.
And I saw you had the booth set up.
Yeah.
And had the banner and everything. That's over there. We was on
yes,
university.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And I go over there and Jerome introduce us, and you're like, bro, I'm selling this sauce. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to be supportive of all small business, especially ones that, you know, support the culture. So I'm like, man, let me get the sauce. But I go home, bro, and I'm, like you just said, I'm just trying to be supportive.
Yeah.
I go home. We had recently moved, and it's a Popeye's right by my house now.
Yeah.
And I'll get a little three-piece snack box like
yes,
it ain't
sir.
Nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and I
sir.
Had the three-piece snack box. I said, man, I got this truth sauce in the cab. Let me see what this sauce talking about.
Yeah.
And I threw it on the Popeyes. I was like, oh, this is the real deal right here.
Yeah.
This
Yeah.
This is
the
truth.
It's the truth.
This is true sauce. It's he was not lying.
It's the truth.
And at that point, I became a fan. Like, it took me one wing.
Yeah.
Like, for real. And I was like, bro, this is legit.
Yeah. That's
so I say that to say I get that's how I started. Like, some people just say, hey, I'm just doing it on GP.
Yeah.
But when your product good.
Yeah.
Then it just go from there.
Man, if you got a great product, if you got a good product, my key is always a good product and great customer service.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you got a great product and customer service, especially at my early ages, in my early stage, rather, with me starting off, it was a lot of hand-to-hand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like how I met you.
Yeah.
So I got to have my attitude after on Trump. Point. After Trump. Yeah. Literally after Trump. So I got to have my attitude right. I got to, got to have my mind right because that's going to determine the future if you're going to get it or not, especially if you haven't tried it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you talked about it. You said you was cooking at UAMS.
Yeah.
Are you still there? Are the True Sauce full time now?
Man, I've been full time for 2.5 years now.
Okay. So let's talk about that process. When did you know or what happened or what was happening where you like, hey, bro, this is my job. This is my career now. This not a, it's not a side hustle. Yeah. This not just something I do every now and again to make a few bottles. When did you say, this is a business that need all my energy?
Right before then, I got my first major store for me to get my product in, and it went from me bottling it to me finding a way to get it bottled. And I got it, mass production, because it started to get legs of its own, man. The city started wanting it, and I couldn't make it fast enough. So once I got it to that level, of course, I got the buzz, and now I'm thinking, hey, how can I get in the stores?
Right.
And I got it in Drug Emporium. I got it in Drug Emporium on...
Right there on Rodney Parham.
On Rodney Parham. I got it in there on a Thursday. I want to say they started out with 5 cases. It's 12 to a case. So that's about 60 bottles.
Okay, I said that's Central High Education.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
So,
when you're a natural boy hustler, you got to be able to multiply and divide.
Quit.
Exactly. So they started out with about 60 bottles on a Friday, man. And the manager, he went out on vacation. So fast forward, he hit me up that Monday. He said, man, I don't know what you did or what you said. I got 2 bottles left.
So you sold 60 basically over the weekend?
Over the weekend.
Social media, right?
Social media. Yeah. Crazy.
Power of social.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy. So right after that, boom, I fast forward, and I just keep on building my brand, and I got Elwood's Food Giant. People don't know, I call Elwood's Food Giant every day. I was still working at UMS. I would go to lunch at 12 and get off at 4. I would call them on my way walking to my car at lunch at 12, and I would call them again at 4.
The dedication right there.
Every day for a year, maybe a year and a half, every day. On the weekends, I would call just to leave a voicemail, every day.
And then finally somebody was like, man, put Key Sauce in the store.
Yeah, so man, what happened was I called, I don't know if y'all remember that big ice storm. We had that huge ice storm, snow. It was real snow. It may have been 10 inches.
Right, yeah.
Out. 2020. Yeah. So I called, man.
Nah, that was 21. It was 21.
It was 21. It
was 21. January 21. Yeah, 21.
Man, I called, and man, somebody actually answered the phone this time. So my heart dropped because,
you ain't used to it.
I'm used to leaving my same message every day. So somebody answered the phone. He said, hey, man, we got a lot going. I don't got no bread in the store. I need supplies. I don't got time to talk to you. Be here next Wednesday at 12 o'clock, and we'll let you know if we want it or not. And I said, wow, I was excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, I went to work that next Wednesday. I went into work, chef suit on. I went and took me a quick little break, freshen up, threw on my suit, and headed on over to the meeting. And then at the meeting, it was pretty dope. It was going kind of back and forth, negotiating. Shout out to Steve Edwards Jr. He walked through the meeting. He wasn't even in the meeting, but he walked through the meeting and said, man, hey, I love this sauce. I love this sauce, man. I have it on my wings. It is fire. And they wasn't even, the people in the meeting, they really didn't like the truth sauce wasn't their favorite.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I had some barbecue sauce, Truth barbecue sauce, yeah, which is out now, but it wasn't even on the market.
Shout out to the Truth barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it wasn't even on the market, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't even on the market. I brung that. As I seen the meeting going back and forth, I said, hey, I got a thing in the car. I want you
guys
to try.
I got
something
else.
Yeah, I got something else.
You don't like this?
Car.
I got something else.
I got something else in the car. Y'all,
leave it with something.
Do y'all mind?
Say, I'm from a ride away.
Yeah.
With something.
I say, y'all mind if I go to the car to get this? No problem. I went to the car, I brung it back in, man, in like a 2-ounce cup, and I let all of them hit it. They said, oh my gosh. We ain't never had nothing like this before. How much do you want for this? And then we broke down prices.
Yeah.
And eventually, at that meeting, they took it. And I found out that all the docks close at 12 o'clock, meaning you have to have your orders in at 12 o'clock. And I'm like, I'm finna be in, Harrisburg, Mariana. Ain't no way I can keep a job and be in. You know what I'm saying? There's no way.
Yeah.
So they placed their first order for 14 stores. And when I seen that amount.
You was like, okay, all right. Chuck up the deuces?
Yeah, when I seen that, when I seen that amount, when I came out the meeting and I called my son, he was at school. But it was on his lunch.
Yeah.
So he answered the phone, man. I cried.
Shout out. You don't want people thinking the son answered the phone during class.
We ain't never cutting yard no more.
Shout out to Keith Tucker III, man. My president, man. And he answered the phone, man. And I was crying. I couldn't even talk. I say, hey, son, they say they want it. They accepted it. And I let them know the numbers, man. The numbers, the first check, I want to say, was like
20. Hey, bro, you don't got to put, I mean, yeah, if you want to, right?
No, okay, no, we good. Okay. But yeah. The first numbers, it was like five, six figures. And we were good.
Yeah.
We were good. I'm like, we're going to make it work. And of course, you know, being at the hospital in the cancer unit, you get attached to people. You get attached to every you know,
co-workers and family.
Co-workers, family.
Yeah.
And not only that, the patients.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I've cooked for a lot of cancer patients over the years.
Yeah.
And just, you know, we done created bonds. So but man, hey, I let them know as soon as I got back to the job, I'm gone in two weeks. And
man, that's a great story, man. I didn't even know that part of it. Yeah. Testament to the dedication, just staying after it, bro. Like, you know, making those phone calls every day and not getting the answer. And then just say, I'm going to just keep going until somebody answered. Then they did. And look where it got you.
Yeah.
So that's the backstory. So for people who don't know, and we'll put this on our social media. So where is True Sauce now? Where can you get True Sauce now? If they listen to this and they say, man, I ain't had the True Sauce. What do I go today to get True Sauce?
Right now, you can go to any Elvis Food Giant, Value Foods, Walmart on Bowman, Walmart, Shackelford, Walmart, My Mail, Walmart Bryant, and Walmart on McCain. You can also go to Uncle T's. You can go to Drug Emporium and all the Elvis Food Giants, man. And you can also go to TrueSauceInc.com if you're in surrounding areas. But it's hard keeping it in stock, man. People are coming to get it, man. The city and the state have really, really got behind this brand, man, really got behind me. And we forever grateful, man. Me and my son, man, the way this city and state really shows out for True Sauce, man. I looked at the numbers, and we're doing like maybe 40 more in Walmart right now. We're doing probably 40 more bottles sold weekly than national brands, and they're cheaper than my brands. And they're just a testament of God, the hard work, and all of my people really getting out and supporting and pushing this brand.
Well, I'll say that, but that also a testament to Bro, if it was nasty, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, no
just
doubt.
Keep it 100.
It's a great product, first and foremost. It's a great product, man. It was well thought of. I brung it out strategically, and the people just really got behind it, man. So it's a movement, though.
So they can get that in all those places. Obviously, getting into those stores is a big deal. Getting into Walmart, can't just throw that on the side. That's a big deal.
Man.
And before I let you go, though, so what got me hooked and put my family on... Bro, I love the melody.
Yeah.
That's why I started singing it. So tell us how that come about.
Man, I'm music in my blood. My dad.
So you got some bars? You can get some bars right now?
I got everything, man. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? hey. Can sing, you know, rap. I make beats. I produce music. So music is in my background, man. Okay. My dad been playing bass guitar before I was born. Shout out to Soul Mind and Body. They just opened up for Zapp and Rogers like a week or two ago. Yeah. So and shout out to my mama too, cause she gonna get me if I don't say nothing. Love you, mama.
Shout out, mom.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Musically inclined, man. I got that thing together. A lot of my ideas hit me at 2-3 in the morning.
When
people sleeping, I'm like, and I had a little, all I ever wanted was some, and then I sent it
that's
over.
That's why he didn't finish that part, because he wanted me. That was an alley-oop, right, Keith?
Yes, sir.
I'm just,
hey, you bro, finished. You finished.
Thank you.
Yeah. I sent it over to...
or are you done?
I sent it over to super producer, man, LaDon Blaze, man. Dun Blaze, down in Atlanta, he done produced for Jeremiah, Rick Ross, or whatever. At that time, I told him, hey, man, just give me a beat together with that. And he did the beat. He sung the lyrics on them that I sent over. He put a couple of lyrics in there also. And we got it together, man. He sent that thing back. And the reason why I even made my own jingle is because I was doing...
Because you was watching Jamie Foxx show and you got inspired.
Well, no, even though I love Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, go get the sauce. But, man, I kept posting all my content with other folks' music on there. And Facebook would always shut it down, say, hey, you know.
You don't own the right.
Yeah, so I got tired of that. So I said, man, I'm going to create my own jingle. And I came up with the Truth Sauce song. Y'all can go stream it on all music platforms. Go stream the new Truth Barbecue Sauce jingle on all music platforms, Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
I mean, if you're doing a remix, I think me and Blake will be...
What y'all
you
wanna
down,
do?
Blake?
Y'all singing or y'all putting bars on it? Which one?
Bars.
Okay.
Going back to the future.
We're going...
Not that bar?
We're going to look into that. And when I call y'all, y'all need to be ready to pull up to the studio.
Yeah, I know super producers.
We can make it work.
Yeah,
so
y'all
before we let you get out of here, man, so you told us where to find it in the stores, told us about the store, the jingle. So people want to follow the movement because you said it is a movement. Where can they find you on social, man?
Man, you go to TrueSauce_ on Instagram, TrueSauce on Facebook, man. And just TrueSauce anything. TrueSauce on the TikTok also, man. Go follow. Tell somebody to tell somebody else, man, we got to go get that sauce. We got to go get that seasoning. It won Arkansas Times best sauce already for the year 2022, man. It's making a lot of noise in the city and the state and across other regions, man. I know y'all done seen Scottie Pimpin' with it, Bootsy with it, Comedian Bubba Dub with it, man, and... even our great mayor, Frank Scott Jr., he's a big advocate for Truth Sauce, man. So it's just been a lot of love, man, and I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, and the culture is with you, boy. Rock the Culture supports the sauce movement, man. Just wanted to get an opportunity for you to share the story.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Share the brand, and we're going to keep rocking culture and putting Truth Sauce not on just on the wings, but you said it's all purpose. You
said
salmon,
everything,
cabbage,
man.
Cabbage? I ain't putting on no cabbage,
man,
yet.
Throw it on that cabbage, man. Throw it on. I was gonna give you a secret, but no, throw it on everything.
I will do that off the mic.
Yeah,
off the mic. Okay.
Yeah. Throw it on everything, man. It goes great on your ribs, man. Anything on the grill. Come on now.
Okay.
It's gonna go.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you guys.
And again, big ups to you. Big ups to the commitment. Y'all go support that Truth Sauce.
Yes, sir.